Sometimes forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, should I set daily, weekly, and monthly risk limits?
Yeah, that's a good question, Hugh. So I think it depends on the time frame. If you're trading the lower time frames and you're in and out, scalping or whatever, it's probably going to be daily. If, you know, 1 hour chart, maybe even, you also have daily. And then if you're trading 4 hour or, you know, maybe daily charts, you could set weekly. And if you're trading, you know, daily or weekly charts, you might set monthly risk limits. And I think what this question gets at is the rules that you set up so that, like, if you hit a certain drawdown or an unlucky streak, you know, basically, which what a drawdown is if you're executing your system correctly, then, you know, those rules have to kick in place. Do you stop trading? Do you reduce your position size? Do you go away for a while and take a holiday? Which is the last thing a lot of people want to do when they're in a drawdown. They just want to make the money back. But, you know, those are the sorts of things that will kick in once you hit those drawdown percentage. Now, remember, you are, I know it sounds kind of weird, but you're actually in control of this because you can set your risk amount so that you are very, very unlikely to hit certain drawdown limits. So, for example, if I want to avoid a 20% drawdown, I'll show you in the show notes how you can do this. You just, you can go through a calculator and you can calculate that and go, okay, these are my system parameters. This is my win rate. This is my reward risk ratio. So what percentage can I risk without hitting that 20% drawdown or whatever that number is? So you really do control that. Now, I know there are going to be black swans and there's going to be the Franco-geddon or the Brexit or your broker goes belly up or whatever. Like, those things are going to happen, right? But I'm talking about within the parameters of your system. I'm not talking about sort of outside things that can influence your trading account. So yeah, so that's a pretty sophisticated question. It sounds like this trader is well on his or her way, because when you start getting into this risk stuff, it's something that you don't really think about that much until, you know, you get further on down the track. So I'm pretty happy to answer questions like this, I guess is what I'm saying. So, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, in the beginning, it's all about the systems, and then risk is kind of boring, right? But once you get into it, then risk really is what makes or breaks any system.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're managing money for people, it's what's going to make or break your clients, whether they're going to stay with you or leave. All that stuff is all related to risk. So yeah, absolutely. You nailed it. Yep, that's right.
Okay, great answer. Well, I appreciate it, Walter.
Thanks.